From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
American scientists will be launching Space Shuttle Atlantis with its 5-man crew at the start of next month. It'll be the 7th shuttle flight to the impressive International Space Station. Millions of people the world over will watch with thumping hearts. The same day, thousands of souls will be launched into a Christless eternity and sent into eternal orbit in the regions of damnation. Few hearts will thump over their eternal misery. I don't think you'll see any banner headlines in the press that are screaming about the eternal woe of those who can never pass this way again. Few there are who seem to care, and few there are who pray. I wonder this morning, do we care? Do we really care enough to pray for them? Praying for revival is our topic today. And I hope it strikes a chord with every Christian who's listening to this little program. Good morning. We are here today to run our eye over the psalmist's words in Psalm 119, verse 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Sending men and machines into space, cloning a sheep or a cow, investigating the complexities of DNA, designing Star Wars defense systems, it seems nothing is beyond the reach of man in these modern times. He's on the up and up, becoming more advanced and more sophisticated as the months go by. Or is he? Hold on a moment. Let's apply the brakes in case we really get way too far ahead of ourselves. A look at today's society will quickly tell you that, despite his technological advancements, man is still on the way down. Morally and spiritually, he's on the road to ruin. I want to consider in the message this morning as a first point a sense of pollution. Just think of a few statistics. 40,000 people in Ulster are considered to be alcoholics. Think of the drug problem we have that's escalating by the day. Think of the abortion issue. Apparently one-third of all babies in the United States are aborted. Think of divorce. Think of how immorality and every kind of perversity imaginable is being marketed as a top-line money spinner. Amazingly ironic, is it not? We have a generation that majors upon physical hygiene, and so you've got an immense variety of soaps and shower gels and deodorants that are available, and yet the same generation wallows in the filth of sexual depravity. Now that's morally. Spiritually, is the situation any better? We have long reached the stage where we have men in pulpits and clerical dress who deny such essentials of the faith as the virgin birth of Christ, the resurrection of our Lord, who come and laugh at the story of Adam and Eve, who deride the existence of what they call a sky-high heaven and a red-hot hell. And yet the Bible teaches all of these things, and Christ endorsed all of this teaching. I think as we look around us today and consider the moral and spiritual situation of our land, then what the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 126, is true for us. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. There's a sense of pollution, but then secondly, consider a sense of punishment. Punishment is winging in. No surprise either, because judgment follows sin as sure as night follows day. Fred W. Friendly, a CBS reporter in Newsweek, way back in May 1961, said, "This is a frustrating time. The world is going to hell in a hurry. 40 years later, I think the pace has increased." There's no doubt that judgment is coming. In some senses, it has already visited us, but the sheer, oppressive and devastating bulk of it is still on the way. A lady in New Zealand said that she feared to pray for revival because national revival seemed to be a prelude to coming judgment. Maybe she's right. But it's better to have revival followed by judgment than to have judgment without a revival. Yet I find it amazing today that against this staggering backdrop of sin and impending judgment, I hear the voice of the Lord saying, for example, in the words of Ezekiel 33 verse 11, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die?" In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 we read, "The Lord isn't slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I hear the Saviour's invitation in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." A sense of pollution. A sense of punishment. I think we need to consider a sense of perspective today. We need to think of our position with respect to the need and to the plight of the world. Where does the Christian fit in? Are we sitting pretty, away and aloof from it all? The compassion of Jesus was stirred over the lost condition of men and women around him. I wonder how we're coping. What emotions are we showing? Are we stirred up to compassion? That is quite a question. Problem, I feel, is today that the world has lost its power to blush. over its sin. But the church has lost its power to weep over it. I'm sure that we need to dust down the words of William Leslie again and sing them as a confession of our failure and as a prayer of repentance. Our service for God has been barren and dry, and barren it shall remain, until we are blessed with the fire from on high and sound of abundance of rain. The altars of God that our sins have destroyed, we must build with the things that remain, and prove to the world that no promise is void by sound of abundance of rain. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. A sense of pollution, a sense of punishment, a sense of perspective. I conclude by thinking of a sense of petition. A sense of petition. Our nation must have revival, or she sunk. But if that sinking is to be avoided, we must pray. The crucial need of our day and our generation is earnest prayer. The answer to all of our problems is to go to the only place where sinful individuals or sinful nations can go, back to a merciful God. Every church today without a prayer meeting condemns us. Every Bible daily unopened condemns us. Every promise of God that is unused condemns us. Every lost neighbour condemns us. Every lost heathen condemns us. Every dry eye amongst us condemns us. Every wasted minute of our time condemns us. Every unclaimed opportunity for God condemns us. Time isn't ours. Tomorrow may be too late. Unless we get before God and repent now, unless we return and fire the altars of prayer now, unless we begin to weep now, then I fear what it'll be like at the judgment. F.J. Hugel has said, "It has often been said that prayer is the greatest force in the universe." This is no exaggeration. It'll bear constant repetition. In this atomic age, when forces are being released that stagger the thought and imagination of man, it's well to remember that prayer transcends all other forces. He makes a vital point. And that's the point that the psalmist had taken on board and was acting upon, and as he looked at the darkness that was around him in his day, he cried to the Lord in prayer, "It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law." I wonder, are we praying as we should? This is the challenge. The biting question is, what will our response be? May the Lord stir us up in earnest petition to see a mighty revival set in motion. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.